On February 5th, Lance McVay was soaring at 39,000 feet on a million-dollar private jet with a bunch of broken bones. He spent the night before pinned in his car after he crashed into the woods of Douglas Island.
I don't remember doing anything past crossing the bridge. I think it's related to sleep apnea and narcolepsy.
The next morning, emergency responders cut McVay free and took him to Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau.
I broke my hip with my femur, broke two vertebrae, my rib, my eye socket, and my wrist.
He says the doctors scanned him, and within an hour, they decided he needed to be treated in Seattle. The flight cost $135,000. Bartlett is a level 4 trauma center. That means if a patient with injuries like McVay is brought into the emergency department, they can evaluate him, diagnose him, stabilize him, and get him ready to travel to another hospital. Bartlett had 337 people flown out of Juneau last year. If you're put in a similar position, how are you supposed to pay for it? Here are some answers. Jared Sherman is the chief financial officer for LifeMed Alaska, the newest of three medevac operations in Juneau. They just opened shop in May.
When the aircraft takes off with a patient on board, there's a set fee, and it's called the liftoff fee.
It's like a really expensive taxi.
The other fee is a variable fee, and it's a set dollar amount per mile that the aircraft flies with the patient.
You add those numbers up to get the total price. The good news is, Sherman says nobody pays that. First, if you have private insurance, he says to talk to your insurance company. They'll send you a letter asking if you have other insurance benefits like Medicare that can share the flight cost.
So make sure you don't ignore that piece of paper. Complete it. Call your insurance carrier. Let them know that you were transported, you needed to be transported, and that Seattle or Anchorage was the closest appropriate facility.
The three companies that fly patients out of Southeast Alaska are LifeMed, Airlift Northwest, and Guardian Flight. They offer household memberships they say will cut your out-of-pocket costs. LifeMed's membership costs $49 per year, Airlift Northwest, $99 per year, and Guardian Flight, $125 per year.
With the membership program, we have now taken all those membership dollars and used that in lieu of your copay. So you're actually buying a gap coverage in the event that you're medevaced. So in that case, you don't ever see a bill.
Shelley Deering with Airlift Northwest says the company's membership program mostly benefits the patients.
The membership program is to provide a peace of mind for people, and that's why it's provided. It is not a big source of revenue or income for us. The majority of our revenue comes from the transport of patients and billing the insurance companies.
Deering says if you have Medicaid, you don't need a membership. Medicaid will take care of the bill. The catch with the memberships is that they only work for the company you buy them from. So you have to make sure doctors know who you want to call if you need to be medevaced.
Probably the best thing is family members. You know, if a family member comes in, is to make sure that they mention that as soon as they arrive. You can have it in your wallet with your ID, because invariably if you're unconscious, they're going to be looking for that ID. So a sticker on the back might be beneficial.
Deering and Sherman say the local companies have been talking about coordinating their services, so each membership works with all three carriers. But Deering says it's complicated, and right now they don't offer that. If you don't have insurance, Sherman and Deering say to call, because they have a charity program and they will work with you to get your bill resolved. They say just like an emergency room, they won't turn anyone away because they don't have insurance. Lance McVay flew with Airlift Northwest, and he didn't have a membership, but he and his wife are covered by two insurance policies through the state. His $135,000 flight was part of a $300,000 medical bill. His insurance provider decided he should pay $10,000 out of pocket. Deering advises everyone to make sure their insurance covers medevacs. She estimates Airlift Northwest flies at least one patient out of Southeast every day. In Juneau, I'm Quentin Chandler.